What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Day Tour of Tallinn in Estonia, which is the capital of Estonia, with a commentary. We're gonna do the MGTOW walk and talk shit like Ken Delrican always says. So as you guys know, I came here late last night and I did a night video of the area. Now I'm gonna do a day video, and I'm walking toward Old Town Tallinn. The reason why I'm pointing the camera at Lidl, I ate at the hotel. They had a good breakfast, open buffet at the hotel, so I'm not hungry. But if I was hungry, guys, I always tell you, go to Lidl. You know, for like $8-$9, you can eat like a king at Lidl. So anyways, Lidl is a, it's a Latvian company, but you guys have to understand, there's so much cross-border business between Latvia and Estonia for obvious reasons, that what you find here, you'll find there, and vice versa. So, looks like a nice mall, but I'm not in the mood of going to a mall. So, even though this is during the day, guys, as you can see, typical post-Soviet country, dreary, gloomy, you know, it is what it is. You know, they don't have control over the weather, so we can't hold that against them. Wet, cold, windy. Most people tend to stay indoors. Right about now, people going from home to work, shit like that. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that, and you know, people walk quick, you know, they walk quick because, you know, they want to get out of the cold. So it's really not the type of place you want to be for entertainment or just enjoying life. It's really not that type of country. Same thing with Riga to a certain degree. Like I say, the only core difference between Estonia and Riga and Latvia is that Estonia is like a sophisticated version of Latvia, you know, and I think it has a less Russian influence on it, whether you guys want to consider that to be a good or a bad thing. But at the end of the day, guys, Latvia and Estonia, pretty much the same thing. Their languages are totally not compatible with one another. You know, they either speak Russian with one another or primarily they speak English with one another, you know. Latvian language is, and the Estonian language and the Lithuanian language, outside of their own countries, ain't nobody care about them, you know. So they either use Russian or they use English to communicate with one another. So I'm gonna be walking toward the Old Town Riga, but like I said, I'm gonna show you the parts around Old Town Riga, you know, because obviously you have the old town, then you have the more updated infrastructure, obviously. So, like I said, guys, it's during the day, the sun don't come out, so cold, obviously wet. So, like I said, I came here yesterday, guys. There's really nothing I can say about Estonia that I already haven't said about Latvia. Again, this is pretty much Latvia, a little bit more sophisticated. It is more expensive than Latvia. I'm gonna say that Estonia is probably 20% more expensive than Latvia, okay? So for those of you who want to live good, you want to live a decent life, Latvia, your dollar will go farther in Latvia than here. But again, if you can live decently in Latvia for $1,200 American dollars, and then you come here, and you spend an extra 20%, you know, that's like what, $1,400? Oh, damn. You know, see, it's that guy just dropped up against me. And the thing is, these guys come down so quick on these things, you know? It's like, dude, you're going like freaking 30 miles an hour, man. Damn, that was close. So, Old Town is on the left over there. Like I said, I'm just walking around, guys, giving you a feel for the place. I think they have a movie theater here or something. I want to know, this wolf thing, that's a theater we saw last night. I think that might be the bus station over there. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that's the bus station. I'm going to be going to the bus station after I'm done with this video. You know, the good thing about, you know, that might be like a mall or a department store. But I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood for that, man. It's like, I already saw all this stuff in Latvia. I'm not going to come here and look at it all over again. You got some tall buildings up there, Radisson, if you guys are interested in that. Oh, my God. Ooh, I almost got ran over by a bus. So, if you guys look down that way, that's when you can see the old Soviet buildings. I'm just gonna show you some of the old Soviet buildings down here. I'm not gonna go all the way down there. They got like construction going. I ain't walking all the way down there. I'm just gonna go to the edge, make a U-turn, and then go into our old town, Tallinn. So, I know some of you guys say this is like a third world, you know, kinda is in a way, but to their credit, I think they're like, you know, taking down the Soviet shit and putting up modern shit, you know, so at least, you know, they're trying not to be a third world. It's really nothing to write home about, guys, you know. See, this is the good thing about people like you and me, geomaxers. Like that nomad capitalist guy says, you know, go where you are appreciated. You know, or go where you can, you know, maximize your returns. I don't know what happened there. Kid probably fell. Told you guys, I told you, slip and fall, man. Happened to me almost a couple of times, you know. If the locals are, you know, slipping and falling, what do you think is gonna happen to somebody like me? So, as you guys can tell, because everybody's like walking really quick, you know. They want to get home, they want to get out of the cold, they want to get out of the rain, you know. This is not the type of place where you can stroll and be like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? Like a certain PUA out there tells you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. This looks like a nice place. Coming here later? Well, not later, I mean, like, if I do ever come back here again. Like I said, guys, I am here. I'm here in Estonia, guys, just so I can stay. That's a mirror right there of that over there. I'm here in Estonia just so I can say I've been to Estonia. Okay, where's Old Town Riga? I think it's over here to the right. Okay, let's see what the sign says. What the hell happened to that sign? Okay. Estonian Drama Theater. Okay, I think the Old Town is that way. Actually, it's not that cold, guys. I mean, it's not like I'm freezing to death, but I'm sure in a couple hours, if it starts raining and doing shit like that, oh yeah. But as of right now, guys, it ain't bad. It ain't bad. That's the Hess Burger all the way down there. That's what I ate last night. Okay, apparently, guys, this is a mall. I'm just gonna go by the mall. I'm not gonna go inside. I'm Amarillo. Hey, like Amarillo, Texas. I'm telling you guys, you come to Europe, everything is American this. When you go to America, everything is like European this, you know? The beatbox. I mean, Beatles have been around for what, 60 plus years and still going? I'm just gonna show you the food hall. Like I said, I'm not gonna go in there with the camera and have like security pull up on me or any of that nigger shit, you know? Alright, let's go. Alright, so Old Town Riga is where that cathedral is over there. So we'll just keep on walking until we get there. Like I said, I want to show you Old Town Riga while it's still light. Sun goes down around 4:30 here, man. So, and the sun comes up at like 7. So they have like what? 5 and 4, 9 hours of sunlight? So one of the things that I wanted to bring up, guys, is that at the end of the day, it's really about finding the country that vibes with you the most, you know? Maybe in summer, it would be a nice place in summer, but obviously from October until March, you don't want to be here, man, you really don't. So that's the really the good thing about what you guys do, what I do. This whole digital nomad thing, guys, or if you got money coming in, like passive income, and you can live somewhere else, you know. Go where you are treated best, and also go where you fit in the best. So this is where we started our night tour yesterday, guys. This is on the outskirts of the city, of the Old Town right there. That's a Hess Burger where I went to eat yesterday. All I'm going to say about Hess Burger, guys, is that it ain't any better than McDonald's. That's all I'm going to say. All right, so let's start walking toward Old Town, Old Town, Thailand. That way you guys can see some of it while we still have some daylight. Like I said, my train leaves at like 5:30, so I still have a good hours. So like I said, guys, Hiss Burger ain't no better than McDonald's, guys. I mean, I really hate to say this, but you know, even though I'm in a foreign country, you know, you got McDonald's, you got Burger King right there, you know. Just on principle alone, I don't go to McDonald's and Burger King, just on principle alone, when I'm in a foreign country. I don't even go there in America, you know. So let's keep on walking. All right, so this is going to be the beginning of Old Town Tallinn. Like I said, guys, last night, it's, what the hell is that? Souvenir, what the hell is that? Some Japanese chick? I know you guys want to go back and take a look, but I got better things to do. Karaoke. I would say it's probably the same as Riga, maybe a little bit cleaner, I would say, just a little bit more cleaner. And again, I don't want to say cleaner as in, you know, maybe a little bit, again, a little bit more sophisticated would be the right word, really. It's not really much better than Riga. The old town, as you guys can see, it definitely has a little bit more to it than Riga. I gotta get my hands out of my pockets in the highly likely chance I, like, slip and need to, like, fucking fall on something. No, Espanol, senor. Yeah, some Turkish-looking dude, you know, you can't trust some man, you know. Can't trust anybody, really. Damn, that felt good. So, we did all this last night, guys, except last night we did it at night. The only difference is we're doing it at the day. This is like a Chinese place over here. We came here yesterday. You guys can look at the menu. You can freeze frame this if you guys want to look at it. I mean, beef noodle soup, I'd be interested in that. Like I said, I had a really, really good breakfast at the hotel today, guys. Open buffet. I'm still full. Not to mention, I really need to walk off all this excess calories, you know. Anybody tell me what this is? Allah and Duelist? I don't understand. Maybe you guys can tell me what this is. Look at that over there. Big ugly nose hit. Souvenir shop. Like I said, guys, during the summer, I'm sure this would be great, but right about now, guys, it's like, yeah, this is about as good as it's gonna get for you right around this area. All right, we saw this yesterday, but it was night. So let's go around it, see what's up with this thing over here. This would be good this would be great for my thumbnail, like this over here. Old Hansa. Not bad, huh? Again, it's a little bit more sophisticated than Latvia. That's all there is to it. A little bit more sophistication and 20% more expensive. Alright, so this is the main center over here, guys. Pretty much everything here is a tourist trap, you know. Everything here is going to be an outright tourist trap. Tower Hall. Last admission, 5:30. I'm not going to go in there. Let's keep on going. Mad Murphy's. We're gonna make a U-turn all around this place, guys. Okay. Alright, apparently Anno is like since or established in Greek. I'm sorry, in Latvian. Only surviving Gothic town hall in Northern Europe. Okay. So this was made in 1322. Then in 1402 it was completed. So apparently, guys, this Thailand has been active since 1248. That's when it was officially active. So you're looking at an 800-year-old city, and this is like the last only surviving Gothic town hall. I wonder if those doors are authentic. They're probably not authentic, I don't think so. Ooh. Town hall is open July through August. Then it's by appointment. Yeah, I don't care. I'm just gonna walk around, that's all. Mini pancakes over there, so let's go around all this place, guys. Like I said, we're gonna go all over this place, and then we're going to for Saddam. Look at that, guys. Saddam, hey. The railway station, which I need to go to eventually, is that way. Like I said, I probably got a good hour left, so I'm not desperate for time. I'm really not desperate. You know, I'm sure during the summertime that the restaurants here would be open and they would have like outdoor seating. I don't think they can do that stuff in like the winter time. I really don't think so. You know, when I was in Brasov, they were able to do outside seating in Brasov, you know, but Brasov is nowhere near as cold as this place is. It's nowhere near as cold, rainy as this place is. So, I don't blame them. Tuna fish steak. I don't see any prices, but that's all right. Let's go this way. Let's go straight ahead. I want to go see what that big building is. Let's do that. Let's go see what that big building is. I want to go see what that big building is. What's up with that building? So, cigar shop, bar, and smoking lounge. I'm sure Aaron Cleary would love this place. Oh, they have a website, you know. Maybe if I ever come back here again. There's really no, there's really no commentary on my part because you just have to keep in mind. Looks like this is some sort of German tavern. Prices don't look bad. Prices don't look bad. Smoked rib snacks with onions, like 8.5 euros. Yeah, prices aren't bad. You know what? When I go back to Latvia, God willing, I want to try some of these Latvian food. I mean, most Estonian food, Latvian food is probably really German food. Mixed with a little bit of Russian in here. You know? What the hell is this? Is this like a rock in the middle of nowhere? I mean, is that like... Did that fall on the car? What's this rock? I don't get it. So, obviously it's there on purpose. It's not like it fell from the sky. So, I don't get it. I mean, like, oh, maybe that's, okay. Maybe that's their way of saying you can't go here, man. I don't know. Maybe you guys who understand Estonian can tell me. You know, Brasov is still winning. Brasov is still winning, guys. Even though Brasov was during the height of Skymarona, Brasov is still winning. You know, prices aren't bad, guys. Like I said, you know, once you get out of the tourist trap, you're fine. Oh, look, window of Satan's party. Told the people been established 1218. Okay, wait a second. Is that established 1218 or is that like a phone number 1218? Interesting. went to a Satan's party.
Yeah.
So, apparently a lot of these buildings are like old buildings, you know, modernized or rebuilt or extended. It's all good. This building is like 1500s, you know. You all can freeze frame this later on. So, I wanna know what's up with this black building over here. I wanna know what's up with that. Okay, apparently every building here has a story behind it. Okay, what's the story behind this building? 1400s, 1500s, and then an additional story in the 1900s. Yeah, you guys can freeze frame and look over that stuff later. Okay, railway station is behind us. Okay, let's go see what the hell this building is all about. I want to see what this building is all about, man. I want to see what this building is all about. Is it in English? No, it's probably something about parking. You know, I really hope they didn't tow my car back in Latvia. I parked my car at the bus station. There was no tow. Oh, damn. Okay, good thing I still got my phone. Damn it. I got my gloves on. That's the damn problem. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, what the hell is this? Museum. Okay, push the door. Door is heavy. Huh, interesting. Okay. It's open. It's open, but I just don't feel like walking in there with a camera and shit like that, even though probably, you know what, let's do it, guys. Let's at least get some good footage by coming here. Let's do it.
Worth it.
Yeah, let's go. Even these guys are like, fuck this shit. Hey. Yeah. Door is heavy. Yeah. 12 euros to go inside, nah. You know, in Latvia it was like a couple of euros to go inside what they had going on. I'm telling you guys. Thailand is really Riga, just a little bit more sophisticated and quite a little bit more expensive. You know, you're really better off in Latvia if you just want to save on living expense. Weather is the same, everything is the same. You know, Latvia has more forest and shit like that. So, yeah, there's really no superiority for you to live in Estonia over Latvia. I mean, I hear that Estonia is, like, good for business and they do a lot of their shit on the internet, you know. But then again, if you get your money overseas and you're like me, you're like a digital nomad going from one location to another, then really none of this stuff would matter to you anyways. So, I mean, unless you can exploit Estonia for your taxation benefit, or you know how to take advantage of the city, or the country in general for your advantage, I really don't see a reason why you should be here over, say, Latvia. Okay, that's where we were. That's the capital over there. Caffeine is our best friend, right? That's where I go in, what you may call it, when I'm in Latvia. Told you, a lot of cross-border, a lot of cross-border business between Latvia and Estonia. Even though their languages are totally incompatible with one another. That's what I'm saying, man. Like Austria D said, you know, these Eastern European countries, man, it's like, look, either speak Russian or speak English, you know. Ain't nobody gonna study a language used by only a million people, you know? Look at that over there, guys. Looks nice. So, Thailand does have a mix of old and new and Soviet in the middle. So it has a good mix, guys. It just doesn't have life, you know. That's the only downside I have with Estonia, is that it just doesn't have life to it. I just don't feel the authenticity here. And again, you can't blame the people. It's cold, it's dreary, it's wet, and it's only gonna get worse, you know. Look, black dude doing food delivery. Yeah, a lot of African migrants here, guys. A lot of African migrants. Same thing with Arabs. You guys know I got pulled over by the police the other day when I went into the Estonian border, right? You know, they thought I was a Middle Eastern nigger, you know, doing nigger shit in their country. So I ain't mad, you know. At least they're keeping their borders secured, unlike some country we all know. So it don't bother me. Only bit live sports bar. I'm not running up there. I don't feel like running up there. So as you guys can see, they got a mix of old and new. They got stuff, you know, being built. Philly Joe's. Oh yeah, they're simping for Ukraine. Everybody's simping for Ukraine. You know, that's how they get that Euro trash money. You gotta simp, dude. Ukrainian flag over there. Simp. we're probably gonna close it off on this church over here. You know, this church reminds me a lot of the church in Cashenow. We saw all this last night, so there's really nothing new you guys are seeing right now. I'm just walking around, letting you guys see. It's probably around 5 o'clock right about now. So, yeah, this is it, guys. I mean, this is as good as it's gonna get for Estonia at night. You know, like I said, man, when it comes to the feefills, nightclubs, bars, pubs, that's for nigger shit, you know. Looks like it might actually be a real, really in use, so I'm not gonna walk in or anything like that, so, Let's take a look over there. Is that the metro? Is that the metro there? Do they have a metro? I don't know if that's a metro or what the hell that is. You know, I don't know what this is. And damn, somebody can slip going down here. So, the Ukrainian flag. So yeah, guys, this is Thailand. Yeah, I mean, I'm just not feeling it, man. I'm really not feeling it, man. And again, it's the weather. Nobody has control over that, you know. Oh, yeah. That's, okay. So, apparently, you know, that's how they keep cars out, by putting a big old dog in the middle of the road, I guess. Buses. Yeah, guys. So apparently, well, not apparently, really. I mean, I mean, it's all right, you know. So, it's all right. I mean, nothing to kind of write home about. I mean, if you stay here for a couple of days, you know, the whole will wear off. You know, my last day in Latvia is a couple of days from now, and I'm like, time for me to bounce, you know. So I think the idea, guys, is to find that one place where you can like say, okay, I can stay here for longer than a month or so, you know? So that's what I'm looking for right now, man. That's like my main goal. Find a place that I can say, okay, I like it here. I can see myself here for a month. But honestly, I like being able to bounce around from one place to another, shit like that. I love the nomadic lifestyle. Is that a plane or what? Oh, that's definitely a plane. I don't see it. Then again, it's freaking clouds. You ain't gonna see anything. Yeah, but Latvian women are hotter, guys. Latvian women are hotter. You do have some form of feminism here, more so than Latvia, I'd say. And the reason behind it is, again, can't stress this enough. Estonia is a sophisticated country, and because Estonia is a sophisticated country, that means women have options, you know. All feminism is really women having options and then having the options to exercise so they can have fun. That's really what feminism really boils down to. Anyway, guys, that's about all I had for you for Thailand. Overall, guys, it's all right. Nothing to write home about. Maybe during the summertime, this would be outstanding. But as of right now, guys, yeah, one day here is enough for me. Next stop, I might do Lithuania. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.